And it's very confusing back here in the UK to establish exactly what happened. Are you clear about what happened when the accident occurred?
I'm pretty clear in that I was conscious throughout the next few hours and everything that happened, and in my picture of what happened is becoming clearer as friends and people who were there fill in the gaps in my memory. Basically, the outline of what happened is that we arrived in Kufri and did what we always did when we arrived in a new place, which was to go and see the local commander there, the guy in charge of the local forces, just to get an idea of what was happening there. We didn't just trample all over former Iraqi government positions without getting some idea of what we were getting into. That commander took us onto the roof of his barracks, showed us around and showed us the trenches where the Iraqi government troops had abandoned just 2 days previously. We said, along with a number of other journalists who were there, that we wanted to go and have a look at those trenches and film there, and he gave us an armed Peshmerga soldier to come with us and to act as our guide. So we drove up to the trenches, and our idea was that we would set up our video phone equipment there and our radio equipment and do some live broadcasts as we did wherever we went. We asked the soldier who was with us whether it was safe. He said he thought it was. We followed a well-worn path up to the trenches, and we asked him just before we stopped the car whether it was safe to park there. We were at the top of a low hill. He said that he was afraid that the Iraqis might see the glint of the car. It was quite a sunny day. He was afraid they might see us there and target us. So he asked us just to come down from the top of the hill and just park just slightly off the road, off the main track. And the first rule of working in any hostile environment is that you take local advice. And if we had that advice, then we would have been stupid not to take it. I stepped out of the Jeep, went to go into the boot of the car and pick up my flak jacket, and as I did so I heard a blast and immediately knocked me to the ground, and my ears were ringing. In the confusion I wasn't sure what was happening, but when I looked down I could see that my heel had been blown away, that my foot was in very bad shape, and what transpired I didn't see it, but as I say, in the days and weeks since, these gaps in my knowledge have been filled in. It appears what happens is our big fear there was shelling. We'd been in areas where they'd been shelling for quite a bit in previous days. We thought we were being shelled, and Kaveh, our cameraman, thinking that we were coming under attack, had run for cover. Actually, what he had done is we'd been directed into a heavily mined minefield, and Kaveh, by running for cover, actually set off a much larger mine than the one that I was hit by. That basically,
and he lost his life, didn't he?
He did. The design of the mine that hit him is actually designed to pop up towards waist height and shoot out shrapnel in every direction. It's a much deadlier mine than the one that thankfully caught me. And he was, not to put too fine a point on it, ripped to pieces by shrapnel and died instantly at the scene.
Stuart, were you then taken off to hospital pretty quickly, or did you have to wait a long time to be taken away for treatment?
No, thankfully I was with a very experienced team, and it quickly became clear what had happened to us, and we were taken to a very basic field hospital, and then which was very important, because a lot of the people who do die and are seriously injured as a result of landmines don't get to hospital in time. I was very quickly looked after by American Special Forces, who were directing Kurdish soldiers in the area. They did some initial operations just to make sure that the wound was clean and so on, before I was taken to an RAF base in Cyprus and then eventually back to the UK. Mm. I was told very early on that my chances of saving my foot were quite small, because these mines are designed to do just that, to maim, to blow people's feet off. Mm. And very quickly after I arrived back in the UK, the surgeon took a look and said there was nothing he could do.